From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in North Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State extremist group. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today to be greeted by the Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. The Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led fight against Islamic State. On Wednesday, Carter was in Baghdad for meetings offering to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the group.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
On the ground today, Carter told reporters the Kurdish Peshmerga has performed very well. He said, they've been what we look for in all of this conflict as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned that Burundi is on the brink of civil war that could threaten the entire region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course, the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
Mr. Bond says a peacekeeping force might be needed in the region. This is VOA News. Russian President